Welcome to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm your host, Stephen Henderson, and I'm really glad you've decided to join us. I don't know if you know this or not, but Detroit, this city, this is a music town all year, every year. From the music of Motown to Detroit Rock City, from the angelic voices of gospel to the birth of techno, the music that comes from and drives Detroit also helps drive the music we hear all around the world. But one of the things that I love about this city is that there are sometimes, some days, when our love and devotion to our music sparkles just a little more brightly. One of those times is in late summer, when we have a tradition that helps us explore music from all over the world, live and in person, without the need to even buy a plane ticket. The Concert of Colors is back in full swing for the 2023 season. Founded by WDET's own Ismail Ahmed, host of This Island Earth, heard Saturday nights at 6 p.m. on these airwaves, the festival has put a spotlight on Detroit's really diverse cultural communities over three decades. It is, and always has been, free to attend, and there are a really dizzying array of foods, dancing, live music performances that all get started this weekend and will continue through the weekend. To help us learn more about this year's event and how you can get involved, how you can celebrate with everybody else, we're joined by two great guests at the heart of the festivities. Ismail Ahmed is, as I said, the host of This Island Earth, heard every Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WDET. He is the founder of the Concert of Colors. Ismail, welcome back to the studio.
It's good to be here with you, Stephen.
Yes, it's always great to have you here. And in a little bit, we're going to be joined by Don Was, who is the president of Blue Note Records, a six-time Grammy Award winner and host of the Don Was Motor City Playlist, which is heard every Friday night at 10 right here on 101.9 WDET. He is performing at this year's event as part of the Don Was All-Star Review, a tribute to Detroit jazz giants. I'm sure Don is off making some music somewhere, and when he's done, he will join us for the show. But Ismail, let's get started talking about the Concert of Colors underway, started on Wednesday, goes through the weekend. What year is this of the Concert of Colors?
This is year 31.
31, my
31
goodness.
31 years. And one of the things I want to say is that, you know, people who do things like this get a lot of credit, but this is the work of literally, over those years, thousands of people. Lots of organizations, especially the in the communities of color here in Detroit. Mm-hmm. Lots of great artists, Detroit artists, artists from all over the world. It's a collective thing.
It is, as I said, a pretty dizzying array of all of these things. Tell me how you came up with the idea to do this, and then how you pulled it off. I mean, this is a very complex, wide-ranging event that every year I see it, I'm like, how is he even doing this?
Well, how we are doing
how
this.
We, that's right. Is, as all great things, it's more than one person.
Has a long story. I'll try and make it as short as possible. I had been involved in concerts for causes going all the way back to the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Particularly something called Rock Against Racism, which used to go into neighborhoods uh-huh. and organize against the Klan and the Nazis through music. We would win over young people where they were organizing. By bringing mainly groups of color, you know, from here in the city mm-hmm. and just making things happen that way. And that was done by, you know, several people who came together. It was actually half black and half white way back when. And then because at that time I was the director of Access, the Arab Community Center for mm-hmm. Economic and Social Services, which is the biggest Arab American nonprofit in the country now. I got asked to be on the board of New Detroit, which is a racial justice organization mm-hmm. That goes back to the rebellion. And at that time, they were black and white, and the city was becoming all kinds of things. Yeah. The region was becoming all kinds of things. And so they wanted to bring people together, and they tried to figure out how. And I got tapped to help do that. And I said, well, art, music, these communities have powerful cultures. Let's work on bringing people together around that. So we created an organization called the Cultural Exchange Committee, which had 60 organizations, mostly organizations of color, but others. It became the city's ethnic organization, basically. And we did things in neighborhoods, and they were blow away successful. And so Mayor Young, through a couple representatives, came to us and asked us, would we like to use Shane Park? And we said, yeah, sure.
Of course.
So we did a small event, 10,000 people. The very first one.
Wow.
And it was a performance by each of the communities of color. So there were five performances. You know, we'd pick a sub-community and they would perform. And within 10 years, 100,000 people were coming.
Wow. Wow.
And we got money from every which way, foundations, corporations, individuals. And we were on our way. I mean, we had everybody from Fela Kuti to Ray Charles, yeah. basically,
yeah.
And lots of Detroit groups.
Yeah.
And so it's morphed many, many times. Its home has been in different places. I won't go through all of them. And now we have restructured and reorganized the Cultural Exchange Committee. Last meeting, were 40 organizations, everyone from the Urban League to Asian Americans for Justice. That was organized by Roy Frage. And in addition, we have partners throughout Midtown. Midtown Inc. has helped us a lot with that. So we have like multiple venues and multiple partners, all who throw in something, all who helped to make it happen and multiply the resources to get it done.
Yeah.
And so it's just been amazing, yeah. amazing.
Yeah, that's such a great story, and it's such a great origin for all of this. And 31 years later, we have what's going on right now here in Detroit. I want to bring somebody else into the conversation here. Don Was is with us. He is the president of Blue Note Records, a six-time Grammy Award winner and host of the Don Was Motor City Playlist, which you hear every Friday night at 10 right here on 101.9 WDET. Don, great to have you here.
Hey, good to see you, Stephen. How are you, man?
It's great to have you. So let's talk about your involvement with Concert of Colors. You've been a consistent fixture at these events for a really long time. Tell us why it's important for you to be part of this.
Oh man, my first exposure to it was as a performer. I was playing with the great Cheb Khaled from Algeria one year, and I just thought it was the most beautiful event I'd been to. I loved the fact that whatever differences people have, that they come together over music like that, and it was just a wonderful afternoon in Shane Park, and I met Ish that day, and we hit it off and just decided that we should include a regular segment that featured the indigenous music of Detroit as well as the music from all over the world. And so we've been doing that now. How long? It's like, is this the 16th or 17th
years?
Year?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you experience all kinds of things in music, and of course your career takes you to all kinds of places. Talk about how unusual the Concert of Colors is, though, in your experience, Don.
I actually think there's nothing like it in the world. For a myriad of reasons. First of all, because it's a free festival.
Right. Do we still have Don? I think maybe we lost Don again. We'll get him back. He was about to tell us something really great. Ismail, let's talk a little more about this year's concert. What's going on? Your favorite parts of the Concert of Colors?
Oh, there's so many things. I can't have a favorite. What I'd like to do maybe is take a look at some of the things that people don't know about. Obviously, we have Julian Marley, one of the Marley boys, come in, and he's going to knock things out. And from Cambodia, we've got Dengue Fever. Actually, they're from the West Coast. They do 60s and 70s Cambodian rock. We've got a group that performs in wrestler masks from Mexico, called Ecno. It's a longer name, but that's what we call them for short.
Mm-hmm.
There are, and then there's some highlight stuff like tonight, and I think it's almost sold out. Not that it costs anything, but people have already gotten tickets for Black Women Rock. That's Jessica Caremore.
Yeah.
She is going to do the biggest version of this she's ever done, and she is bringing women in from all over the country, African-American instrumentalists and singers. It's all women.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be knockout. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Don Was Review.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jazz Review. I think it's time we honored those great jazz giants of Detroit. I'd also point out the U of M Detroit stage, which is all local talent, great bands, Molly Wop, a band I love.
Yeah.
They're kind of just,
Malik Yakini, my friend. Yeah. Malik Yakini's band.
Malik, yeah. And you know, a whole bunch of other great artists and many other performers on that stage. A band no one has ever heard of called Terrakist, who are a band out of Mali that play that wild desert guitar stuff that Tenerowin is so famous for. You know, it's just Kelvin Cook. A lot of people don't know about him. He is the father of Sacred Steel. This is where church meets, I don't know, gospel, rock, the blues.
Yeah. is
stand-up, dance-out music, if there ever was one. A band I just gotten familiar with, which is headed by the head of the chair of the Michigan Council for the Arts, Ethan Daniel Davidson, who is a fixture in Detroit, called Infinite River. Will be performing. It's a whole different thing. It's an experimental thing. You know, there is just so much going on. But these are ones that people may not be focused on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may want to check all of these bands out in particular.
Yeah, yeah. We do have Don Was back with us. Don, before we lost you, you were talking about unusual Concert of Colors is.
Okay, so I'm not sure what the last thing you heard was. I said it's unusual because it's free. There's nothing like it in the world.
Right.
But also, I think it really reflects the cultural makeup of the city, which is unique in the world, in that people came from all over the planet to be here and work in the auto factories in the, you know, post-World War II, and they brought their cultures with them. And we're all exposed to all this great, great music, great food, great everything all the time, and it creates a really unique blend that I think is really exemplified in the schedule Ish puts together every year.
Yeah. So tell us about the Don Was All-Star Review this year, a tribute to Detroit jazz giants. That's a really great idea.
Well, I'll tell you, man, you know, when I got the job at Blue Note Records and started going through the catalog thoroughly, the inordinate number of musicians who come from Detroit is just staggering. There's no city that's even a close second, from, you know, the Jones Brothers, Thad, Elvin, and Hank, to Donald Byrd and Joe Henderson and Milt Jackson and Kenny Burrell. It's a really long list. I could go on for quite a while. But it's really nice, I think, to pay tribute to the to the jazz legacy, to all the great musicians who came from here, and also to refocus attention on them, and also on the new players who are here. So Marion Hayden, the godmother bassist of Detroit jazz, great, brilliant bassist, she curated this this program, and she put together a great house band with Vincent Chandler and Raphael Lifar, Dave McMurray, Ralph Jones, Jarabu Shahid, a bunch of great musicians, and we're going to do special tributes to Donald Byrd and Yusuf Lateef and Joe Henderson, and it's going to be a really cool show.
Yeah. So Don, I'm going to ask you to tell us about some of your favorite memories of the Concert of Colors. Like I said, you have been a fixture in this concert for a really long time. What stands out for you over the last 16 to 31 years, I guess?
That's a good one. Man.
Sounds like he lost it again.
No, he's there.
But, I can tell you, I can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Am I there?
Yep.
Oh, good, yeah. I think I remember getting very emotional playing Dancing in the Streets with Martha and the Vandellas.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
That I couldn't believe I was up on the stage at Orchestra Hall doing that and playing James Jamerson's bass line. And I got pretty choked up doing that. That's probably certainly one of the highlights.
That's such a great Detroit moment, too. Don was and Martha Reeves. tell us about what it means to be back in full force for this. The pandemic was a real disruptor for Concert of Colors.
One year we were completely virtual, and we learned a lot from that. We always will be partially virtual. WDET will be broadcasting the Concert of Colors the following Sunday after we're done, and then the following Sunday after that for 5 hours, both weekends. And we work a lot also with WTVS. Way back when we couldn't do anything live, we had almost 300,000 people watch and listen.
My goodness.
Because it was on television, it was on the radio. I think there were people from 40 states, 20 countries, and of course, many, many, many Detroiters. So we learned a lot from it, and the pandemic was bad, but it was also an educator for us. Now we're back fully live and partially virtual. Mm-hmm. And, we're really looking forward to it. This is really, we were live last year, but people were still hiding from the, from the pandemic. This year we're hoping to do really well in terms of turnout and make ourselves available to everyone. We're in 12 venues. Let me just shout out a few.
Yeah,
the Detroit Symphony tonight will have music. The Arab National Orchestra will be performing there. The DIA will have stuff today. Sisters of Betty, powered by Black Women Rock. Tomorrow, the Charles Wright Museum and the Detroit Historical Museum will have outdoor stages, and the Historical Museum will have three stages, one indoor and two outdoors. Probably there will be 20 performances at the Wright. We're going to have a African circus, musicians, acrobats, and dancers open things up at 4 o'clock. And then earlier, the Historical Museum will open up, and they will be featuring lots of kind of music, but they will be focused on Native American music. There'll be a powwow. Robert Maribel, one of the great Native American stars, will be coming to town. They have forums all over the city. The Greek Museum, Hellenic Museum, has stuff going on. The Scarab Club has stuff going on. The Carr Center has stuff going on. Again, U of M is having a forum on hip-hop. Just let me tell people the way to get all this knowledge. And the way to do that is go to concertofcolors.com. It's one word, concertofcolors.com. A third time, concertofcolors.com. You can get all of the information about everything there.
Yeah. Okay, Ismail Ahmed, always great to have you in studio, and of course, always great to have you here talking about the Concert of Colors. Also remember, you can hear Ismail on Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on WDET, This Island Earth. Thanks for being here, Ismail.
Thank you.
And Don Was, president of Blue Note Records, six-time Grammy Award winner, and host of the Don Was Motor City Playlist. Heard every Friday night at 10 here on WDET. Don, it's always great to have you here as well. And we will see you on Sunday for the All-Star Review.
See you there, man. Thank you very much, Steve.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about another upcoming event, the Bangladeshi American Festival in Warren on the 22nd and 23rd. Also about the significance of the Asian American communities here in Detroit, how they are growing and changing. Stay with us for more Detroit Today. We'll be right back.